Well, hello and welcome to episode 19 of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. And we're finally there, no longer pre-season episodes. It is NIHL National Division Week 1. With not only myself, Martin and Matty Davis, we're joined by Tom Barry. Thanks very much for joining us, Tom.
Cheers, no worries.
Of course. Another one to tick off the list. There's a first timer here on the pod. Hope you do enjoy yourself, and I know the fans will enjoy hearing from you throughout the show. We may as well dive straight in, because I tell you what, my excitement hasn't calmed down yet from this weekend's games. We'll start off with Peterborough, Matty. You know, long trek down there. I know a lot of the fans made a bit of an early start, early finishes at work to make sure they were down there supporting the boys for the week one, you know, season opener. We know there's a lot of eyes on this game against a tough team in the Peterborough Phantoms. And we didn't make it easy, did we? But that was one hell of a result.
No, it was great. I think great firstly just to see how many went. I mean, just to get that many fans there on a Friday, that's, I guess it just shows what, you know, what people are, you know, they're getting behind this year and sort of, I guess they're all excited for the season to start, but I think they're just excited to see what this team can do, I think. And yeah, I mean, like I said before, it's always hard going in there. And again, we'd not seen them this year yet, so we don't know what they're like. But obviously, they've made a couple of decent signings. And yeah, always a tough game there. But I think, look, for us, it was, I mean, we started a little bit nervy. We started actually really well, and then took a bad penalty on a PK, and then just sort of give them a little bit of life. And the thing is, in there, like, it can, things happen so quickly. Like, you know, you can turn around and there's, you know, three goals gone in, and you're like, what's going on here? And I think it was just a bit, you know, sort of shell shocked a little bit, and the lads sort of, I don't know, we needed to get in after the first and just sort of get our composure back a little bit, and just, you know, I needed to just say to them, look, just, you know, calm down a little bit. There was a lot of shouting going on, and it was a lot, it was erratic. So we just needed to calm down, and, you know, we have enough in the room now where, you know, we can go down to teams, and, you know, we have enough sort of, we create enough. In the games we've played up to now, obviously we've played six games, but we've shown that, you know, we can create. Even the game in Sheffield where we got beat, it was, you know, we're clear to see we had, you know, plenty of the play and we had enough chances to win that game. But yeah, it is what it is, and we came back and obviously did a great job getting back into that game, which is hard to do anyway in there. But, you know, especially with sort of the way we've started in general, it was sort of, you know, the lads have got pressure on them this year. I think they know that. So, you know, it was good. Great to see. Great for the fans that went there. And obviously it was good boost for the lads to start the league.
You did a pretty good summary, I think. And as you say, Tom, I'm going to throw this one to you. Matt, you mentioned, of course, Det got us underway to a perfect start from the blue line. Firing through that traffic, but then I thought, you know, sitting in the stands, you know, it's difficult to sometimes work out exactly, you know, what the issues are. Of course, Matty on the bench, and you guys, your wealth of experience, know a bit more about what's going on. But as a defenceman, how difficult is it at times when the floodgates open, essentially, like they did in that first period in Peterborough? Say, you know, we went from 1-0 up and to 4-1 down in the space of about 7 minutes. You know, how difficult, I say, you know, the full team's, you know, got a responsibility for defending, but you as defensemen particularly, you know, you're under a lot of pressure. When things do go wrong, how do you sort that out, make sure that, you know, you get that fixed pretty quickly? Because, you know, things can really go awry quickly against these top teams.
Yeah, I think when the game's going like that, you just have to simplify the game, do the simple things right, and just build from the back, really. Because, I mean, like on Friday night, we went 4-1 down pretty quick, and you know, things can start to get away from you. So you just have to be simple, direct, and like I say, Deck there with a big goal got us back in there, you know, 4-1. It's and then we quickly pulled it back And yeah, I think, you know, playing with a player like Deck as well, you know, he's got a lot of experience in the Elite League and that. And no one, we didn't really seem to panic, I don't think, us D-men at the back. We knew we'd not been good enough, but we knew we'd got it in the locker room to get that back. So yeah, it weren't panic stations, but it was like, you know, like, let's switch on now. Let's get it done. So
And of course, as you mentioned, you know, you have that chat, you get that, you know, 15 minutes between periods, and suddenly the game's turned on its head. You know, the goal from Lee pretty early on in the, you know, in the second period. Then, well, Lee Bonner, first of all, then Lee Pollitt follows up with another one. Peterborough then steal one back. You know, they then lead 5-3. And then, you know, Emil's doubled, the second of which were about 40 odd seconds on the clock to send that one in at 5-5. The fans were absolutely jubilant. You know, I was down there, you know, in the ice arena on Peterborough on the Friday, and to go from the 4-1 down to the 5-5 in the space of 20 minutes against a top team, it just showed that, you know, as exactly as you said, simplified things, played the exactly the way, you know, you've spent a long time over the last month, you know, on the ice, you know, working together, building this chemistry, and you just sort of let things flow in that second period.
yeah, definitely. I think you saw in that second period we started to take over the game. At no point really did I feel that they were the better team. I didn't feel overwhelmed by them, let's say. I always knew we had it in our room to beat it. We were just going to beat ourselves if we lost that game. But like I say, in that second period, we really turned it on and really took over. I don't really think we gave him many looks after that, to be fair. We really did take over after that, yeah.
No, I think I remember a few people saying I was, you know, on those, you know, in the stands, 5-on-5 on the evening. We were the better side. And I don't think anyone can really deny that. And as I say, Matty said a couple of penalties cost us in those early goals in the first, but they didn't score in the second 30 minutes of that game. And against a team that's as stacked as Peterborough, Matty, how happy with the way that were you with the way that the guys switched on and just shut down shop?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, the second period we obviously needed a quick start, and look, I think it was like Tom said there. I didn't feel like there was a better team in that first period anyway, but I just felt like we just sort of needed to just calm down a little bit, get back to our game, start skating again, start getting it behind them. And then they started taking penalties, and obviously with that, you know, with our PP and how good it's looking at, you know, at the minute, that I knew we had looks to get back in the game, and you know, luckily we got one early. And then Paul with a massive goal as well, which is massive. Just to get that depth scoring is, you know, is key, and that's sort of what you need
It was
to.
a dirty goal, wasn't it? Alex and Lee were absolutely grafting on that line. Two or three times the puck nearly came out around the crease.
Yeah, that's it. And like say, you know, all good teams have, you know, good depth, and good depth scoring is massive for us. And you know, we saw it last night. I'm sure we'll talk about that. But yeah, look, I think, you know, that game there, you know, this early on in the season, I think, you know, usually you would say, you know, it's down to X and O's, and you want to get how you want to play down. And but I feel like we've had long enough together now. Like we got together really early. You know, we had the lads in, you know, as early as I could possibly get them in, especially like the lads that live around here, and Tom and that. So we had, you know, we've gone through exactly how, you know, I want us to play, and everyone on that team I think knows that now. So now it's, you know, for us in a situation like we are, it's, you know, we're coming off a tough year. So, you know, I've said to all of them, like, you know, for us, it's winning games, and keeping the momentum of what we have at the minute going. You know, we're going to be a tough team to stop. And I think, you know, that game says or said everything in terms of, you know, we're not going to sit down and die like maybe we would have done in the past. But I think this year we've got, there's a lot of characters in that room, and you know, just a team full of, you know, grafters really. And I think everyone, everyone's just on board. The room's great already. I think the lads are all getting along really well. It's a real good vibe in there, and I think everyone's fighting for each other, which, again, that's what all the best teams have. And, you know, teams that want to win something need that. So, yeah, it was, like I say, it was a great start. And, you know, to come back like we did as well, it means a little bit more to the lads.
Yeah, it was a pretty special one. I do remember seeing, I was looking at social media sort of end of the first period. I think there was that sort of bit of, it was a difficult feeling, you got to say it. You know, can't imagine how it was for you in the dressing room, but, you know, with the fans in the stands, it was a bit of a, you know, we just need them to get going a little bit. And we're looking at social media and we're looking at the fans of the other teams going, it was all talk, that sort of thing. The 4-1 down, and it was, you know, 6-5 at the end of the night. It was absolutely brilliant. But just going to run through the point scorers on the night. I know statistics are one for everyone. There's a lot of people who, you know, players alike, who some like, you know, setting, you know, records and keeping track. Some players just don't care. You know, they couldn't care less as long as the W's on the board. But Dec Barmer, 3 points, 2 goals, 1 assist. Brock Bartholomew, 2 assists on the night. Bobby Young, 2 assists on the night. Lee Bonner, 1 goal. Bobby Chamberlain, 3 assists. Lee Pollitt, 1 goal. Alex Kent, 1 assist. Emil Svek, 2 goals. And Finley Ulrich with an assist. Matty, just before we move on to Swindon, and this will tie us in quite nicely, just as I was leaving the Peterborough rink on Friday, what you said to me was, my nerves can't take another one of those. That was awful. And why, oh why, did the guys have to deliver something twice as bad on Sunday?
I don't, you tell me, mate. I don't know. I think, look, I said this in an interview with Callan, that, you know, every night's going to be hard. You know, you're going to get the odd night where, you know, someone turns it on, or, you know, if we have a bad night, you know, hopefully we don't, but it happens. That's ice hockey. But look, I think you're playing against top teams. You know, you look at their lineup last night, you know, they're missing Aaron, which is a massive part of it. But other than that, you know, they've got their full team, and they're a real good team. Look, they haven't been on the ice as much as we have. You know, that's an advantage, but they've also got a little bit of a thing to fight for. You know, they're obviously backs against the wall at the minute, and, you know, they're all obviously playing for each other. I think they showed that last night. You know, fair play to them, you know, coming into our rink like that and getting a point. I mean, it shows how, you know, they're a professional team. I mean, I think Rennie Maher deserves, you know, a lot of the credit for that. I mean, I thought it was great last night. But look, you know, if I've got my other hat on in terms of, you know, my ownership hat on, I love that stuff, because, you know, the fans that are coming in first game, if they're coming in to see that, you know, they're the ones that people love, right? So, you know, as long as we win, I don't care. But yeah, I would rather us do a better job in terms of, you know, shutting it down and winning the game. But look, it's entertainment, right, as well. And you've got to think of it like that. And we are, you know, this is not even my bias hat. You know, I signed this team because I thought we'd win, but I signed this team, and this is a really, you know, quite an entertainment team as well with what we have. You know, in terms of imports anyway, like, you know, I think Brock's highlight reel, you know, he's doing stuff out there that's just, you know, silly at times, and silly in my opinion as well, for, you know, his times. I don't want him to do things, but he's just that sort of player. You know, we're going to see some special things from him, I think. But, and Emil, obviously, you're going to get what you get from him. So, look, it's like I keep saying, you know, we've got a good group, but, you know, nothing's won yet. And, you know, for me, it's all eyes on MK now, and, you know, just keeping it going. You know, solid. You know, all I can say on the other side of it, in terms of, I guess, shutting teams down and stuff, like, I'm not just saying this because he's here, I've said it to you already, but, you know, Baz, massive, he's been massive for us. You know, I can't speak more highly of him in terms of how he's come in and just sort of, you know, he's come in great shape, he's ready to go, he wants to win. he fits straight into the group. Obviously, he knows a lot of the lads in there anyway, but, you know, you could ask him this, but I think he's a real good set of lads in there. Everyone, you know, really gets along with each other, and that's a massive part of it. But, yeah, in terms of on the ice, he's, you know, he's my top D pairing at the minute, and, you know, I don't see that changing anytime soon. He's been unreal. So yeah, that massively helps.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, speaking on the Swindon game, it was, you know, it was a, well, like I say, it was a very entertaining game. Stood in on the gantry and watching these players, like some of these players for me, especially for the first time. And Connor said to me off air, like, about how much of a shift Tom put in over this weekend, like you just alluded to there, Matty, and stuff. But I'll ask you this, Tom. Obviously, 14 shots in the first period to Swindon score, and obviously Swindon scored twice. Do you panic at that point, or do you reckon, like, I think you kind of touched on it with the Peterborough game, or did you always have that confidence in the guys on the ice that you'd get the job done and you just kind of keep calm and carry on kind of thing?
I think with that is, like, I was talking to my dad about this actually today, about last night, and he said to me, it weren't a matter of if we were going to score, it was like when it was going to happen. I felt fully that we were going to win that game for the first 10 minutes. We started really strong. You know, they got two goals that kind of took, like, the momentum a bit. But I think everybody just thought, you know, it's coming. It's coming. The goals are coming. I think we outshot them quite heavily. And like you say, you know, they are a good hockey team as well. I'd definitely put them up there, you know. Just wanted to say the top four teams in this league. And I think we made a statement last night that we are one of the top teams this year. And we mean business. Like I say, I feel like we controlled that game. They didn't really have sustained sort of pressure in our zone. Just what they got really was from our sort of mistakes, off the rush, etc. But we go straight back at them, and really put their D under pressure, work them down low. I think, like you say, with our pace as well, I think we catch teams as well on going back at them, because we are sneaky fast, I think. So yeah, I think last night was the out of the two games, I think last night was the better performance, as a whole. But I think this weekend really showed that, you know, we mean business this year, basically. Yeah.
I say on the night.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying there.
No, I say on the night you've mentioned there, Tom, and Martin will come on to this again in a minute, but you mentioned about the shot deficit. It was a lot of it was one-way traffic, and you've mentioned it was a case of if and not if, but when we'll score. Was it just a case of trying to create better opportunities, would you say? I did mention on the commentary for, I think it was probably about halfway into the second period, just needed to test Rennie a little bit more. And I say we did. I thought we were dominating possession, you know, had control of the ice. Most of it was in their defensive zone. But it was just a case of trying to make him move around the crease a little bit more, trying to not put so many, you know, into the glove. And it was that thing of just working through the levels almost. You could see the team getting better and better as the game went on.
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be fair, Rennie played a really good game last night. Credit to him, because we did put, you know, a lot of pucks on net. But I think, yeah, I think, you know, just making him move a bit. And I think as well, like he can only sustain that sort of pressure for so long until he's going to make mistakes. Like, we're all human. And the more pucks you put on net, the more likely you are going to get goals. And I think, like you say, it was a matter of when we were going to score, and it were coming. And like you say, he did play a good game, but I think maybe we could have made him move a bit more. But I think we did a pretty good job, to be fair, in making grade A scoring opportunities. I think Rennie did just have a good game, but obviously, you know, we were that dominant. We did get, you know, some goals there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we go into the third period of Spec getting that early goal, Matty, and obviously it's starting to really take that control there. What were your thoughts on the bench? Obviously, like, Tom's just touched on it there about, you know, like, to be honest, watching from the gantry, I felt quite confident myself. I wasn't that worried or anything like that, because you've always talked previously before about the intensity and going fast and things like that. And you could see the difference to this season already compared to what I saw last season. No disrespect to anyone from last season, but were you worried at all, or did you just have full belief in the lads on the ice?
Look, it's always, you never look. I think when the goalie's playing well, you're never sure. You know, all you can say to the lads, and all I did say to them is just keep going. You know, we did need to get the puck to the net more. We did need to create a little bit more traffic, get in front of the net. That's one thing that I'm quite big on, and making sure that, you know, look, we have, you know, our decor this year are pretty good at, you know, we use the points quite a lot in the way that we play. We use the walls and get it back to the points quite a lot. We've got a lot of lads that are good in front of the net. You know, Bobby Bonner, Bobby Young, Finn. There's loads, Nath. So, you know, sometimes a lot of them, you know, sometimes I'll look for the tip and maybe not take the eyes away of the goalie, and that's one thing I'm big on, is getting in front of the goal. These goalies are good. If they see it, they'll save it. So yeah, it's just little things like that. It's just little cues to make sure that they're thinking about doing that. And yeah, it's just faith. You have to back them, right? You put them in the positions to do it. You know, and they've got to, yeah, they'll come good. And you know, we miss so many, you know, massive. Sort of on another night, they're going in like Towns' back door. That was, you know, up in net. You know, we had plenty like that. You know, Emil breakaways, stuff like that. Like on another night, they're going in there, same thing. So sometimes it's just how it goes, right? I think, you know, when a goalie's playing well, you're never sure. And it is worrying, you know, they've got, you know, arguably probably, you know, someone with the best shot in the league in Lubwele, and you know, you never, you know, if he has a chance in any area. I mean, Jordy was massive. He, you know, obviously saved that breakaway, and you know, you've got to back the lads. But yeah, I was confident. I never thought we was losing the game last night. Like, I couldn't see them winning the game. But there was always that chance of what happened there, where we didn't put them away. So with 3-2, how good they are, you know, at the end of the game. You know, I haven't seen the goal back yet at the end. I'll have to have a look at that and sort of analyse it a little bit. But, yeah, I thought it was weak. It was a weak goal, I think. But, look, again, it's the way it goes. Sometimes these things happen like that. And, again, character. Great character from the lads to get it done.
Just want to ask you quickly, Matty, about something you mentioned there. The Lubwele breakaway, it was shorthanded as well, wasn't it? It would have been a sort of a real stab in the back, wouldn't it, had that gone the other way? But Jordan, I think at that point, only faced 6 or 7 shots in the game, and we were nearly, I think we were over half an hour in at that point. You know, how impressive is it that he managed, I always wonder this with goalies, how difficult is it to keep the concentration when essentially you're not doing too much? Your team's dominating the game. You know, as we were, most of the puck down in their defensive zone. And then Jordy springs into action and saves a vital breakaway. You know, you got to commend him.
Yeah. You know, one thing with Jordy, you know, I don't want to tempt fate here and touch him wood, but, you know, Jordy is one of the best goalies I've seen on breakaways. You know, Jordy has parts of his game, you know, that he wants to work on. I know he does. You know, that's it. You know, he's a young lad still. He's got plenty of, you know, time to do that. But one thing he's always good at is breakaways, no matter if his game ain't quite where he wants it to be. You know, I'm always real confident with Jordy on breakaways. You know, he sort of moves well enough, and he reads the game well enough to, you know, sort of know what they're doing. He read that from Lubwele quite early on, and, you know, it was quite comfortable really in the end, you know. So, but again, he, you know, Lubwele's obviously, you know, he's a talented lad. He's got a good shot. You never know. But you know, I don't want to see breakaways on a power play, mate, ever. You know, I think overall the power play was, you know, it wasn't great last night, and that's one thing that was a little bit disappointing, and that's why I said after the game that it wasn't a complete performance from us. There's still a lot to come. PP didn't look great, and but you know, the PK was great. You know, he played well. There's swings and roundabouts every time, you know. Like, you know, Bobby Chamberlain could have scored about 3 or 4 goals last night. And, you know,
I think he's itching for one, isn't he? He's got 4 assists on the season so far.
Yeah.
I think he got 5 goals in the preseason.
Don't worry about him, mate. He'll tell you he's going to score 3 next game or something.
I've got no worries whatsoever.
You know what I mean? There's no lack of confidence there with Bob.
I don't think Bobby's lacked confidence in his life.
No, not once, no. So, no, yeah, we're not worried about Bob, are we? He'll be fine. You know, he had a really good game on Friday. You know, he was a bit tired last night, a bit leggy. He's always had a tough week. Went with, you know, Manchester. We'll probably knock that on the head for the rest of the year now. So we'll see how he goes. But no, like I say, look, it was a good game. I think there's definite room for improvement for us, which is massive. Because we'll need to if we want to stay unbeaten all year.
Someone sound clipping that and putting that on Twitter later.
I'll be getting some back for that. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. But obviously, we're going to rotate plenty of opportunities as well, and obviously, like the dreaded shootout and stuff, and like everyone was on tender hooks and that, and then obviously, any respect with the pen, that it just looked like he took it calmly and just did it so thing, and then obviously be at the other end making fascinating passes and then going off to winning the game.
It was a bit of a stat that I sent to Callum earlier in the day. Me and Martin were chatting about it before we came on air here. It took to the 12th of November last year to get 4 points on the board, and we've done it in the opening weekend against 2 teams who finished in the top 5 last year. Tom, we'll throw it to you first, then we'll bring it across to Matty. But we've talked all summer. We've mentioned this phrase a few times, but you know, we've talked. Now we've got to walk the walk. But you know, there's a long way to go. It's only the opening weekend. But how much of a statement is that already? That you know, this isn't, you know, that Seahawks that everyone saw after 20 minutes in Peterborough. That you know, everyone thought was going to do special things and then was 4-1 down after 20 minutes. We are that legit team who were here to play this year.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, both games this weekend, we showed a lot of character to come. I mean, ideally, you don't really want to be going behind in games and then coming back. But it does show character to go behind and then come back and win it. But also, I think, you know, Peterborough and Swindon, they're not like, they're both good teams, both very good teams. And I think we outplayed them both massively this weekend. And like, you just got to look at, say, like last year, pretty much Leeds got a lead early on and they kind of just stuck with it all year. You know, these games early on, they do matter because like everyone is going to beat everyone this year. So every result is very important, really. And like, you know, like these games as well at the beginning of the year, they're cup games as well. So, you know, a win against Peterborough away, that's a very tough rink to go in and win. It's a very tough rink. And then Swindon as well. That's, you know, like you say, they're on paper you would say probably one of the top 4 teams in the league, and to get 2 points out of them, you know, it's a pretty good weekend, I think. And we just need to keep that rolling. And like I say, it's a totally different team to last year. I mean, I think this year we should really be going into every game thinking we are going to win. And that's kind of like a minimum we kind of set for ourselves to, because that's how you're going to win anything. You have to know you're going to win. That's half the battle first, I think, to be honest.
And Matty, we'll just throw it across to you. You know, as you say, we're talking about that idea of making a statement. And after the first preseason game against Leeds, I saw Leeds fans, same old Seahawks. After the first pre-season game against Sheffield, same old Seahawks. And, of course, the home games, we turned them over both times. And now, you know, two comeback victories in the opening weekend against two of last year's top five teams. That is a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, fans are going to, you know, they're trying to wind...
We've got a few fans who do it back, though.
That's what I mean. You can't, you know, they don't... I don't... Anyone that actually thinks that, then, I don't know. They probably need their eyes testing and maybe a few other things testing, but I don't think anyone really truly thinks that it's same old Seahawks. I mean, what are they're saying same old Seahawks, I mean, what do they mean? Like, the start of last season, which won the Seahawks, that we've been over this, that won our team. Christmas onwards was our Seahawks team. You know, and I think that was that was about an eighth place team. Going over the points and where we would have been if that was a full season. So, is it the same old Seahawks? No, I mean, it's totally different. It's a completely different club, top to bottom. If I'm being totally honest, we've made a lot of changes, not just on the ice, but there's a lot going on away from the ice as well. To put us in a better position, you know, going forward for the next few years as well. So yeah, look, it's people have got to think what they got to think. We'll just see at the end of the year where we are. You know, people are going to ask questions of me. You know, I'm pretty much a new coach as well, so people are going to have to ask questions about that. And that's fine. Do you know what I mean? There's no thing, you know, now coming back from me on that side, you know, it's all about proving yourself. I don't need to talk about what I am or not am. I don't really care, to be honest, what people think of me. I think people know that by now. The only thing I care about is what the lads are doing and how I'm, you know, doing my job for them. And that's the only thing I care about. So... You know, as long as we're all right inside and we're tight and, you know, everyone in there knows I've got their back and, you know, that's how it goes.
We'll move on to the other breaking news that actually broke on the morning of last Friday on the opening game. And that is that we have signed another netminder. It is something that you did mention on the podcast a few weeks ago, Matty, that you were interested and seeing if you could get another addition to the netminding group. And Angus Lang on a two-way with the Sheffield Steelers. I believe spent a little bit of time in North America as well, if I'm right correctly. Tell us a little bit about Angus and what you think he'll bring to the group, Matty.
Look, I think the Angus thing, I don't know how much I should say this, but Angus was always in the plans going back a long time. Things obviously changed with the Steelers. You know, that was our backup that I'd signed. I agreed it early on and it was all done. Obviously, things changed a little bit. You know, we've got Dom and Tim and they're still heavily involved. There's no change there. Angus is there to push Geordie. At the end of the day, he's going to push Geordie. He's going to give Geordie a rest. Geordie's not going to play every game this year. You know, he knows that. You know, I don't think any goalie should play every game in the year that at all. It's you're not going to get the best out of that goalie if they are doing that. So yeah, look, Angus. You know, I don't know a great deal about him. There's, you know, some lads on our team know more about him than I do. Tom probably knows a lot more about him. I know he played with him when he was younger and stuff like that. So, but what I do know is he's a great lad. He wants to be here. He wants to play games. You know, he's played in a decent league in America for the past few years. He takes it seriously. He's training every day with the Steelers. You know, by all accounts, he's doing really well. And, you know, he's someone that definitely can come in and play games for us when we need him to. And he'll definitely do that.
Tom, will throw it across to you. Matt, you just mentioned you may have played with Angus when you were younger. Of course, his game might have developed a bit since then, but In terms of the general character, Matt, you mentioned yourself earlier on in the pod, saying how well you'd fit into the group. Do you reckon he'll do the same?
Yeah, I mean, Angus is a good lad. I mean, me and him won a under-20s national finals. God, it's like 6 years ago now. That's the last time I played on the same team. And he's a good lad. I was talking to him on the trip down to Peterborough. And yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll fit in. You know, we're a good bunch of lads. And I mean, like, I fitted in pretty easily, so I don't see why he shouldn't. I mean, everyone's a good lad on the team. And I think like Matty said, you know, to push Jordy, I think, you know, everyone needs that bit of competition to get better. There's no point anyone feeling, you know, like there's no one there pushing them, because everyone's got someone pushing them. And that's, and as a team, that's going to, you know, really drive the team forward. So I think that's good for Jordy as well. And, you know, it's another good player to have on the squad, good resume. Like you say, played in some good leagues. So, yeah, I think it is a good signing, really. Good signing for us.
So we'll move on to the upcoming games. And I say when this pod gets released, we'll only be about 24 hours away from the first game of week two of the National Division season. Once again, we're the early game, Matty. Another midweek fixture. Third week in a row we've had a midweek trip. And it's down to another difficult place to go. It's MK. And they've had a very good weekend themselves, you've got to say. They had a 6-1 home win against the Raiders on Saturday. And then they travelled down to Sheffield on Sunday and got a 5-3 victory. So they're one of the other teams with the 100% record, as are we. Of course, Matt, they are such a good team. Finished second in the league last season. Added even more strength to their lineup this year, you've got to say. It's going to be a tough task to go there. You know, late game on a Wednesday, but we've got all the confidence in the world that we can go do a job, haven't we?
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll be... I think it's exciting for the lads. If, you know, everyone's got these lot tips as to be the, you know, the best team in the league, and, you know, going to win the league and what have you. So there'll be no, you know, shortness of motivation for the boys to go in there and turn them over. Look, they're a good team. They spend a lot of money, clearly, and, you know, they're a team that has got, you know, quite a lot of firepower in terms of, you know, what they've signed this off-season. Herman, obviously, you know, he's a good player. I think he's probably their best player by the looks of it in terms of what's, you know, they've shown early on. So, yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about them. You know, I don't think they've got the depth people think they have. And I think, you know, they'll be up there, no doubt. They're a decent team, but I've got every confidence that we can beat that team.
So, Tom, you've had the rest day following Sunday's games, only the one session before you go down to MK. Is that always difficult as a player to only maybe have the one session to tweak things, or is it just a case of, you know, you've been on the ice, you know, nearly every other day at least, if not, you know, every day for the last 3 or 4 weeks now as a team. You know what you're doing. You've just got to put those fine tweaks on things that maybe didn't quite work at the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think rest is a big, you know, big factor as well. You need to, just as well as training, you can't overdo it. But then obviously you do need to skate as well. We've had a, you know, good pre-season, skated a lot. I think, yeah, it's just we know what factors really we need to change from the weekend, and it's, you know, we'll iron them out tomorrow. Ready for Wednesday, and like you say, I think everybody's ready for this game Wednesday, because, like, as a player personally, like, these are the games you want to play in. You want to play against, you know, the best players. Well, I do personally anyway, and push yourself. No one wants, you know, no one wants to be winning games 10-0 or whatever. It's boring. Like yesterday, I loved it. Great. I know it was, you know, a tight game at times, but I love that, you know, the sort of the pressure, and, you know, of it being a tight game. That's what we all play for. And I think, again, Wednesday, you know, good team, but we've got it in our locker room to beat anyone. I'm not scared of anyone. Like I say, they should be worried about us really, because we are a hard team to play. We come at teams fast. We're a physical team. You know, we've got a lot of good players. We've got a lot of people that can shoot the puck, score goals. You know, I think if you look at this weekend, like, you know, how many different people got points. It's not just come from the same line. It's come from up and down the lineup. I mean, you got Polly there getting a goal on Friday. You know, it's coming from up and down the lineup. So, I think yeah, it'll be a good game Wednesday, and we're just ready for it, really. Yeah.
And we'll talk about Sunday, Matty. We'll ask you this one with coaching head and business head as well. It's going to be another great game. Telford are in town. Normally bring a good following with them. And I say, we need that rink absolutely rocking once again. I saw a post online. Do apologise. I can't remember the name. But, you know, if anyone in the family is listening, they took a group of eight of them to the Hull Ice Arena this Sunday. First ever game for the full eight. And they're going to be back again this week. You know, they absolutely love this. So you said, you know, your business head on Sunday was absolutely perfect to take it all the way to the penalty shots. But that's what we need, you know, week in, week out. These games that are just going to enthrall fans, keep them coming. We want sellouts in the Hull Ice Arena, don't we, once again?
I love people that have eight kids. That's great. Or just big families like Burns. Burns has about 700 people in the rink, and it's great. No, it's it's great. Look, I think, you know, we're doing as much as we can, you know, on social media and sort of away from the rink, schools program. We've got some other stuff coming up over the next 2 weeks with sports clubs and kids clubs. Hopefully that are gonna start coming back in, and you know, we had a big deal sort of last year with the grassroots football in the city as well. So that's all going to come as well. And, you know, we've got to keep putting our finger on the button in terms of how we get people in the door. And, you know, we've said it for a long time, haven't we? Like, we have a really good following in Hull and a real good group of people that come, and, you know, that always come. And what I have noticed is there's a lot of people that maybe used to come that maybe hadn't come for a bit that have started coming back. And that's great. But it's them casual fans that maybe don't know about it, like you just said, that have come for the first time, absolutely loved it. It's grabbing them people. It's taking all FC fans, you know, OKR fans that their season's finishing now. Well, FC is obviously a bit earlier than they'd have wanted to.
It pains me to say it, but yeah, you know, to be honest, yeah, they can come watch some excitement at the Hull Ice Arena. There's not been much of that at the MKM this year.
Yeah, like, you know, even if we get 100, 200 LFC fans that want to come and watch, you know, real sport. Or at least
some quality in black and white.
Yeah, but just, you know, a team that wants to win, and a lot of homegrown lads that have, you know, passionate and they want to fight for the shirt. And I mean, Martin, look at him. He absolutely loves it. Bless him. Look at him. He's 1 year in, and he's a full on. You know what? There's so many of these like American sport fans around the city. You boys know a lot more than I do. It's just, to me, it's mental that people don't come and watch us. I know there's a lot of basketball fans and all that sort of stuff, but the level that, you know, we are playing at in this city now, in terms of not only the league and what the league is, but what our team is as well. It's insane. I mean, in my opinion, it's insane we don't pack that rink every single night. And I think it's coming. I think it will happen. I can see it being like that from Christmas onwards. This time of year is always notoriously quieter. So if that's anything to go by, we're doing all right. Christmas onwards, when stuff starts getting real, and you know, there's run up to cups and playoffs, etc., then, you know, I expect that rink to be, you know, people to struggle to get tickets. Without dropping anything, but we've got some other stuff coming up over the next few weeks as well. That'll, I think, really excite people in terms of ticketing and stuff like that. So I won't say too much about that, but we will probably drop a little bit more of that next week on the pod. So yeah, it's looking up, mate. But yeah, we want every single seat full.
Certainly so. And so you mentioned Christmas period and beyond. I'll tell you what, Christmas looks fun this year, doesn't it? Friday night, just before Christmas, away at Leeds. The Saturday night there in our ring. Boxing Day against the Steel Dogs at home. Doesn't get much better than that. I can't wait for that
all
one.
All right, that.
But then, unfortunately, the day after, we're all the way up to Solway.
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw Towner's programme notes. He's looking forward to spending his Christmas on a bus to Dumfries.
Yeah, tough one, that.
Well, let's talk about the game itself. So Telford on their way down on Sunday evening. A bit of a mixed start, I think it was, for Telford over the weekend. They went down to Dumfries themselves on Saturday to Solway for their first game and first home game of the National Division. Telford turned them over 4-2 before Telford were involved in a 13-goal thriller, as it was described. They were 4-0 down. Then they were 6-4 up, and then they lost 7-6 in overtime. You know, that's another one that swung a bit this weekend. But, you know, they're a well-coached side, aren't they, Telford? Obviously, yeah, I think it was Tom Watkins' testimonial. You were down there, I believe, over the summer. You know, he's a very, very good coach. And he'll have that side well-drilled, ready for Sunday, won't he?
Yeah, no, knowing Tommy, that he will not have been happy with that sort of game. You know, I'd be disappointed losing to them as well at home, I'd imagine. So, yeah, they'll be coming hard this weekend, and Sunday will be a tough game. They always play as difficult in this rink. So, yeah, it's non-stop, mate. Every weekend's tough. So, yeah, the lads, obviously, again, you know, they have that Saturday off, which is nice for them. We'll skate Friday night and then Saturday off. And then, yeah, we go again Sunday. And big game at home. Big game, hopefully a big crowd and a big win.
No, I think that's the wishes of everyone. I think that's how we'll finish this one here on Behind the Curtain. First of all, I've got to say thank you very much to Tom Barry for joining us on your podcast debut, Tom. We hope you'll join us again throughout the season.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on, guys. Cheers.
Hopefully it might be a little bit warmer than your car next time. We'll be the one.
Yeah, I'm boy.
Matt, we'll have his heated seat or something, mate. Don't worry about him.
We'll have to plug it. I'm sure he got that from Pro Sports Cars.
Yeah, bells and whistles.
I've got every time. Every time.
Yeah.
Matty, we'll have to thank you for your insight as always. Pleasure to break down the games with you.
Yeah, always good, lads.
Martin, despite the technical issues, we've got to say thank you very much for joining us. He's back.
Never
now,
a dull moment, is it, when I'm on? You know, I'm back on the pod and I can't even get my tech to work. You know, it's just what it is, you know. But it's always a pleasure being on the show, as much as you can't hear or see anything that I'm doing. But, you know, I'll hopefully be a full voice next week.
And I've got to say thank you very much for myself, Conor Lynn. Make sure that you are like, sharing, subscribing, and following to the Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain podcast, whether that'll be on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. If you can, get down to MK on the Wednesday night, cheer on the boys, but make sure that you are there at the Hull Ice Arena, 5:30 face-off against the Telford Tigers. Thank you very much. Enjoy your evening, and stay tuned to more Behind the Curtain.